Well, like, you know, pretty much same comments I had last night. Pick up a football game. Saints are a good team. Did a lot of things well. And we made, obviously, enough plays to win. But certainly the game could have gone either way. A lot of close plays, a lot of good plays on both sides. But really proud of our team for hanging in there, battling all the way through, playing 60 minutes. You know, I thought we played good situation football there in the last couple of drives. And our players stepped up and, you know, made a lot of big plays. That was the key thing. We got them from a lot of different people, so there's any one guy that could really single out without a lot of guys coming through, doing what they did at the times they did it. Wouldn't have been possible for any individual to do it by himself. We need everybody. Good day for our team. Good win for our team yesterday. Still a lot of things we can improve on, a lot of things we've got to learn from, but good to learn from after a win.
So can you recount that last drive that you guys had and the, I guess, just how it broke down? And obviously you had a couple of misfires on second and third down and had to go to a fourth down. Can you just recount that last drive and how it unfolded?
Well, we had the ball with a little over a minute and no timeouts. We need to go, or whatever it was, 70 yards. I mean, we had to get the ball down the field. And, you know, first play, I think we ran four receivers and hit Edelman down the seam, and that got us into the New Orleans territory. And, you know, at least at that point, you feel like, you know, you'd have a shot to throw for the end zone. We, you know, felt like we had a little bit of time to, you know, execute a couple of plays, especially if we could get out of bounds. You know, and I think Tom hit Ollie over the middle on an in-cut. So between the seam and the in-cut, that gave us a decent chunk of yardage. And then I think they were playing off the receivers a little bit after we completed that second pass to Ollie. And you know, Tom threw it out to Dobson, really trying to stop the clock. But Aaron did a good job of getting out of bounds. We were kind of fortunate to get out of bounds there. Certainly wouldn't have been worth it to pick up, you know, 5 yards tackled in bounds. So, and out of bounds was really the key play there. And so, I don't know how much time there was left there, like 30 seconds. But, you know, we again tried to hit Edelman down the seam, similar to the first play of the drive, which was close. And then we tried to hit him. We were running vertical routes, and Edelman kind of, you know, came clean a little bit on the second one there over the middle, sort of across the field, sort of a crossing route. Tom stepped up in the pocket. And we didn't quite get that one. So then it was fourth down. We had there was still a decent amount of time left. I don't know, around 30 seconds. And we, you know, had a play that we wanted to get the first down on. That was the option route there to Ollie. Spiked it at the first down. So then 10 seconds left, we felt like plays to get the ball in the end zone. And Julian came out after the recognition down there around the 1 yard line, at the goal line. And then he came out for a play or two, and we're able to get him back in there again to try to get more, a little more speed on the field to try to get into the end zone. We had some matchups look like they played a quarters coverage across the board. They're kind of singled up on our four wide receivers. It was underneath half the back. KT got outside of Greer, ball over Greer and outside of him to catch it. I thought it was a closer play than what it was. Game, but looking at on 12 and down. So, you know, he left enough space there and dumped that full of up top of Greer.
Sorry if I missed, if you answered this question already when I was dropped there, but Chris Jones, I think, played every snap defensively yesterday. Bill, how would you, in looking at the tape this morning, assess his performance and then maybe speak to the fact that, you know, sort of a recent addition to the team. You guys have been banged up with Vince and Tommy obviously being out, and have a guy who wasn't even part of the team until whatever it was, early September, playing every defensive snap in a critical performance against, you know, a really good offense.
Yeah, you know, Chris, as you mentioned, he got a lot of playing time yesterday. I think he wasn't there for every play. That's right. You know, he, I mean, this is a smart kid, came in and picked things up pretty quickly. And his play time has increased a little bit, you know, each week. I think he's, you know, he's athletic and, you know, he runs well. He's got playing strength, got a little bit of, you know, quickness in the pass rush. And, you know, overall, he's got some skills in there. I mean, look, it's not perfect. There's certainly a lot of things that he can improve on, but he and Joe both have given us, given the amount of experience and, you know, all the things that we've had, they've had to deal with, so the offenses that we've played and so forth, some of the, you know, players in there, guys like Jafari and Grubbs, but, you know, they've done a good job of hanging in there, been relatively productive. Again, a lot of things we got to work on, but, you know, the play that, you know, that Chris made on the screen pass, sort of a angle screen there on Sproles, I think it was in the second quarter, could have been a big play, and Chris made a play from behind, short of the first down, it's six or something like that. He didn't tackle for a 4-yard gain, but, you know, it was a big play as well as a third down. So, you know, he's active, he runs well. Been a factor in both the running game and the passing game. It still has a long way to go, but works hard, plays hard, tough kid. A big thing.
I have a question about the Gronkowski situation. Can you shed some insight on just what the process is from a football standpoint as it coincides with the medical evaluation? In other words, you know, what are you looking for, and how do you approach Gronkowski or really any player in trying to get back and trying to gauge the process and as you move along?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, a combination, obviously, of medical clearance and making up the active roster for the 46 guys. So, you know, each week it's, you know, we go through the process with all the players and do what we feel like is best for the team. Obviously, the medical considerations are, you know, a big part of it. So.
Are there things that you do in practice, or you want to test him on from a football standpoint to gauge his process, progress?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, that's what practice is for. But, you know, ultimately, you know, players have to be cleared medically before, you know, put them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of players that practice that, you know, aren't ready to play yet, but they're able to play to practice.
Has this been particularly frustrating because it you know, it's day to day and it seems like he's close to coming back, but it doesn't happen? And how does that impact your game planning as you go through the week?
I mean, we got 53 players on the team. So, you know, there's some element of that every week.
Well, Bill, you're chasing Don Shula. You've moved up another notch on the coaching victory list.
Well, I mean, I don't think it really is a big thing right now. Right now, our focus is on the team and trying to beat the Saints, and now, you know, trying to get ready to go down and play a division game against the Jets. So it's flattering, but it's really, right now, there's no time maybe to reflect back on things like that, but.
Well, congratulations anyway, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Rewatching your defensive performance, what were some of the things that you liked about not just the performance against Jimmy Graham by Aqib, but the work done against both Darren Sproles and Pierre Thomas in the pass game on a lot of those checkdowns and screens and things like that?
Well, you know, obviously we had trouble with you know, the screens early. And, you know, we did a better job on that, you know, Bolano recognized one and made a play on that. And we talked about the play that Jones made on the third down screen. So maybe, you know, popping those plays, you know, slowed that down a little bit. But, you know, of course, they have a very challenging group of skill players. They use all of them. Their tight ends, their backs, their receivers. So, yeah, you have to account for everybody. And they used everybody in the game plan. And I think they all got attempts, and most of them touched the ball. So, you know, it's they're a tough group to defend. And everybody's just got to do their job. Definitely one of the key points of their game plan was to try to use the backs out of the backfield and in the backfield in the passing game. And, you know, they got some matchups on us, and, you know, we got some, and they got a couple, but, you know, definitely challenging. I mean, usually I see this quality of back, as you said, two of them, you know, because Thomas is, you look at productivity over the last couple of years by running backs, he's right behind Sproles, which is even more remarkable on the same team. But, you know, it's a big challenge for our linebackers and our safeties, who happen to be on them at times, and then you know, even some of the defensive linemen that, you know, are times that you're involved with trying to hit them, or at times they have to cover them too. So it's a challenge. It's tough to play against that group.
And one quick follow on that. Against Cincinnati, Jerod Mayo was, it seemed, really deployed a lot in the running game and having to be right up in the line of scrimmage. And then yesterday, he seemed to be dedicated to Sproles on not all plays, but on a fair chunk of them. Has he been playing at a real high level and shown his versatility over the last 2 weeks and some of the things that he can do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Jerod's, you know, has great versatility. Mansell makes him such a good linebacker. He's a good in the running game and very instinctive. I mean, he's a good tackler, and he can run. He's athletic and playing pass coverage. Very good pass defender as well. So, you know, again, I think with this game, with a team like the Saints, you know, you get, there's so many receivers in the game. You have to count Graham as a receiver. I mean, he is a receiver. So, you know, a lot of the times they're really in four receivers, and almost always in three receivers. And, you know, rarely are they only in two. So, a lot of sub defenses, a lot of, you know, that type of matchup. Somebody's got to take the back, and you've already got three, sometimes four receivers in the game. So, unless you start playing six defensive backs, which we did some in the second half, you know, you just run out of guys to cover back with. So, no, that was the issue. And I think they only ran the ball five or six times in the first half, whatever it was. No, that didn't seem to be a big part of their attack, and then kind of anticipated that they would you know, try to balance that up a little bit in the second half, because they do a good job of balancing the offense, and they were kind of, you know, pass heavy, and so we thought that they would, you know, run the ball a little bit more in the second half, and they did, and of course then they ran it effectively, which, you know, presented another problem for us, and so then we had to kind of adjust our, you know, our thinking in terms of, you know, how heavy we were trying to play the passing game versus some of the success they were having running the ball. And then, you know, by the time that finally leveled out a little bit, then, you know, the last few series, I don't know, whatever it was, last, you know, 10 plays or so, or, you know, really situational plays, we, you know, had our best run defenders and run calls in there. And we saw, you know, mostly runs in those situations. They try to boot the Chandler gun one, and they try to, you know, throw the ball down on the sideline on Zoe on a fade. She made the play on, but, you know, it kind of became a running game at the end there, so I think the numbers kind of got, you know, maybe skewed a little bit because of the situation that they were in. But on the first half, it was obviously a big throwing game. Drought's been a good, very good pass defender for us on back. And again, a good tackler, you know, even if they catch it on the screen place, but they, you know,